Carol Liebler and her husband have two Chinese-born daughters, ages 6 and 3. They've made a conscious effort to incorporate China into their family life in a number of ways, practicing basic Chinese phrases, cooking Chinese food, having Chinese art in their Jamesville home, and listening to Chinese music in the car. When Liebler heard about the Central New York Chinese School from one of her Syracuse University graduate students, she wanted to check it out. Sitting in the pre-kindergarten class with her younger daughter, Ailen, Liebler explains why.
I honestly think even more than picking up the language a bit is a sense of comfort at seeing faces like their own. And that, you know, every other day of the week they're a minority. And I would like for a few hours each week for them to be in the majority.
Ailen sits among the other young students in the nursery at Eastern Hill Bible Church in Manlius. They're learning how to say thank you and you're welcome in Chinese.
You want to give me this? 谢谢. What do you say? I said 谢谢.
Liebler's daughters are among more than 20 Chinese-born children whose adoptive parents bring them to the region's only Chinese school every Sunday afternoon during the school year. The Central New York Chinese School has been around for 5 years and it's growing quickly. There are around 100 students at the school from as far away as Utica and Oswego. Two-thirds of the students are from Chinese families, many of whom speak Chinese at home. One-third are parents and children in adoptive families. The school's principal, Jiang Jiang, says the school has grown into more than a place for children from the Syracuse Chinese community.
All the Chinese school is like doing the same thing. You know, became the community center and also a lot of adopt family involved and teach Chinese to Americans.
American adoptions of Chinese children are on the rise. According to the State Department, more than 6,800 visas were issued to Chinese orphans in 2003. The transparency and relative ease of the adoption process make China attractive to adoptive parents, as does the country's one-child policy. Golda Zimmerman is an attorney in Syracuse. She has worked with the New Life Adoption Agency for 13 years.
In the early days, there might have been a handful of children, perhaps 20 or less, coming to the Central New York area. Now there are more than 150 children coming every year to the Central New York area through New Life Adoption Agency.
But once the families return from China, they face new challenges. Many turn to a national organization called Families with Children from China, which has a branch in Central New York. 74 families in the region belong to FCC. Syracuse resident Laura Kreidler, mother of two, says FCC parents want their kids to feel like they and their families belong.
When we come to the Chinese school, it's important because we're part of the Chinese community and our families are half Chinese. But when we are with FCC, we're with families that look like ours, where we're half and half and some of this and some of that. And I think as our kids grow older, it'll be really important for them to be able to say, oh, there's lots of families like ours out there.
The families attend ice cream socials and participate in festivals. Chairwoman Lisa Arbon says the group is growing quickly. Many FCC parents also bring their children to Chinese school. Arbon brought her older daughter Carly to the pre-K class. She hopes Carly's exposure to Chinese culture will remain with her.
I'm Japanese American. I was born here in the States, in California. I remember very vividly my Japanese culture being a very, very strong influence in my life and attending all of the Japanese festivals. I want my children to know about their heritage and their festivals and why they're celebrated. So I want them to know all of that. It was very important to me and still is.
Kreidler and Arbon are both in the beginning adult class at the Chinese school. They want to learn vocabulary and some basic conversational phrases, but they also want to learn more about current events and Chinese traditions. Their teacher, Wei Gao, understands this. She splits her classes equally into language and culture components.
I felt very honored to be able just to give this class to students. You have so many things in your life. Still, these parents give time, just every week give time to the Chinese school. And to me, I'm very impressed. This is something just really motivate me in coming to teach.
Carol Liebler says her daughters already have a sense of ethnic pride.
They don't feel different except that they feel proud that they're from China. So they sometimes they'll say, we speak better Chinese than you do because we're from China. I mean, okay. But that's, you know, there's not a sense of difference so much at this age. I think that may change as time goes on.
She hopes the Central New York Chinese School will deepen their exposure to the Chinese community and help them continue to define what it means to be Chinese and American. For the WRVO stations, this is Sky Road.